It's a bit early
for a Spaces, but you know, here we are at 3 p.m. UK
GMT. Whatever it's called.
Yeah,
that time zone.
Yeah. So here we are. Yeah. What a time. Yeah. So see. Yeah. Coach's requested. Always give Coach a bit of time. Lovely man.
Yeah, he's been in Denver.
Coach Coogee, if you haven't checked out Coach Coogee, you should be. You should be doing that.
Coach Coogee's great.
What a guy.
I love his content.
Top shelf.
Good morning, guys.
Yo.
GM. Yeah, I don't know if you guys were speaking or playing music that entire time, but it was just straight silence, and I wondered if anybody could hear anything.
Oh no, it was silent. We just weren't talking. Yeah. it was silent.
Sometimes
silence.
Silence is the
the first couple of minutes.
Silence is loud and work.
Just to let people sort of filter in, you know.
And if they don't, then we just kind of like, oh, let's just maybe we'll cancel the show.
Yeah.
No.
Luckily enough people come to make it worthwhile. So how's it going, Coach? You good?
It's going great, but it will be even better as if everybody who's in this space, we already have a bunch of listeners, please bookmark, like, repost. That's all going to push it in the algo. Let's share with the world about everything that's happening with Team Wing Hub and Gojira. They need to know. They need to be in this space. So let's get the word out there. And the more you comment, the more that's going to push it in the algo, especially if you put some media on there. So you'll notice that I had some GIFs on mine.
Hell yeah. There it is. Start writing. What's a good thing to comment? Comment just a little dinosaur. Yeah. Or he's, I don't know why he's a dinosaur. So we've got there isn't a Godzilla emoticon. So a dinosaur is Godzilla's basically a dinosaur.
Yeah, he is, isn't
he? No, he is a dinosaur.
Yeah,
Lux, is he a dinosaur?
Yeah, he's basically. I mean, he's a lizard. You know, he's like a lizard.
Maybe we should, the lizard
king of lizards. I mean, it works. It's close enough.
Yeah,
it's close enough. I mean, if you type in Godzilla, like if you type in it, that's the first thing that pops up. So
that is true.
The emoji. So yeah. I mean, it works.
Yeah,
but
a word with that.
Yeah.
Well,
sort one out.
I think that might be a bit.
Nice.
Week ready for business. It's business time.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen my new banner yet either, like the one on my profile on Twitter, you should definitely check it out. The Goji on a step ladder of the Gojira banner. You don't, you know, it's kind of funny, like putting that in somehow to images or whatever. If you guys want a promo, but yeah,
I think that's one of my favorite images so far. Yeah.
I'll reply to this.
Awesome. We post in the comments for people to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll post it.
Nice.
Yeah, let's post it.
Yeah. Good shit. We're gonna change our banner, isn't it? We're doing a little rebrand.
Are we doing
soon.
It today, though?
I'll probably do it today. Welcome to GojiCast. Welcome to the space. Hello. Everyone, hope you're happy. Generally, yeah, not because of us, I mean. Just I hope that life's going well for you.
If we did make you happy, that's nice.
If we've made you happy, even better. Yeah, so obviously this is the Gojira Spaces, isn't it? It's been a wild little time, but yeah, we're going to do a little. KujiCast is going to have a slight little rebrand soon. Nothing too important. We're just going to change our colors and make a new banner and little profile picture. Yeah. That's it. I mean,
we won't have a step.
What else ladder. Could we rebrand?
We'll have a stepladder in it.
Yeah, no,
stepladder.
No, not in our one. What else could we do? I've had a haircut. I mean, that's sort of rebrand. I've rebranded myself in a way. What else? I bought some shorts, so I might start wearing them.
Two, wasn't it? Did you get two?
I've bought multiple pairs of shorts.
So yeah, he's doing well in life now. Two pairs.
Yeah, it's the shipping costs that fucked me.
Yeah,
they were only like £5 each, but shipping was nearly the same because I ordered them from China, the country. Mm. I don't know if you heard of it, but they do great goods.
Yeah, they make top quality products. Yeah,
Asia does some great things, doesn't it? Speaking of great things, Godzilla.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
Is
it even a he?
I don't know.
Does it even have a gender? Is it just a being?
I don't know.
Is it like God?
I don't know. This part of the if you do listen to the spaces, or maybe you don't, and maybe this is sort of a first time, we sort of, you know, this first sort of 10 to 12 minutes is sort of foreplay.
12 minutes.
Yeah, sort of the foreplay, and then we get into the real action, and that's where we start giving it to you, you know.
From the
behind, like you want it, but we need to warm you up first. We need to warm you up first.
Foreplay, innit? It's good.
Yeah. That's what you have to do. That's how you get, that's what you do.
You end up with a good time from both parties.
If you want the good shit, you have to sit to the bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we'll make the bullshit. We just bullshit for another 45 minutes. They'll be like, we haven't actually really got time to go into stuff.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So
we've kept it pretty quiet. I think we've done a really good job of keeping it quiet, the whole Gojira thing. Yeah. I mean, well, I think people knew that Gojira was a thing, but they didn't know what it was.
I wonder what people thought it was, because I didn't really see.
Comment what you thought Gojira was.
Yeah.
What did you think it was, Lux? You knew all along.
I knew all along. Because
Gojira is massively your fault. Fault in a good way, though.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I guess what might be kind of interesting is sort of if we. We'll get into why it is and what the plans are and all of that sort of stuff. But I guess what's kind of interesting is the story of how it. Came to be, like the history of it. If we start quite early on with obviously the beginning of Wink, when Wink first started, our original hope was
the original Think Play was when the chain launched, actually.
Yeah.
It wasn't really viable then.
Yeah, so it had been an idea from...
An idea, anyway, but...
We
have no idea. Yeah.
And also,
yeah,
Daddy Dove told us no.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that was very early on.
Yeah.
And also, we didn't really know how to do anything.
Yeah.
And also, no one cared about us at all. Not that like many do now, but back then, no one did.
Or now.
Not even our families.
Double digits now, aren't it?
Yeah. So. Not even our families cared back then. No.
We have a small family, though.
Yeah,
a small family.
Well, yeah. So obviously,
when was this? When are you guys talking the timeline?
This was before. This was launch time of the chain.
This was Kuj. Like,
oh yeah. So this was Terra. This was Terra.
The actual chain.
Literally, as we were planning KujiCast. I mean, this is super early on, though. Like, I mean, it was just nothing idea. It wasn't like we had solid plans. It was just, that would be cool. That was it, really. But yeah, obviously we ended up to the point where Wink Hub was happening. Yeah. We launched that as, I think we can be pretty honest with the whole Wink Hub launch in the sense that I don't think this is unfair to say, we quite purposefully launched Wink at a low market cap, a low fully diluted value. And that was quite purposefully done for a few reasons. I think one was, you know, I think it was people needed to see how good Pilot was. So having something go through that was a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, the lower the market cap, the more, you know, the as long as a project's good and you know, people like it, then there's more growth and everyone wins, really. And people get ground floor access from public sales. So.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, and it was, you know, it wasn't like a super, it wasn't a supermarket at the time. It was a bit crappy. And like for us, it was, we just wanted to get the thing out there, really. And also, like, I mean, a part of me was, I didn't want to launch something and not give people a nice, you know, nice, like if we launched something and the price went down and I would have felt pretty fucking shit, you know. So
everyone,
it was almost a safety net for us in a way of like, you know, as long as we can, you know, as long as we're mildly successful, everyone's going to sort of have a good time. So I guess that was kind of a part of it, to be honest. Yeah, but we I think even at that stage we knew. We knew that it wasn't just going to be, you know, we marketed it as a sort of meme project and all that bollocks, but I think we very much knew that wasn't the case. It wasn't a meme thing at all. Well, no, not at all. I mean, it's got some jokiness to it, I guess, but that wasn't the goal of the project, not at all. It was always to
the goal. There's only one goal anyway.
What's the goal?
Greatness.
Aim for
shoot for the stars. Take like you'll take sort of like Egypt, sort of that sort of
shoot
distance
for the stars, and you might hit like the moon or a satellite or something.
Most probably a satellite. There's a lot of them.
Either way,
there's a lot of them now. Ain't there?
Either way, you're gonna end up in the news.
There's like internet everywhere now.
Yeah,
because of them satellites.
There's a few ways to end up in the news. Yeah,
something crazy or
kill a prostitute.
Yeah,
that's the other way.
Yeah.
We chose not to do that one.
No.
Or did we? Well.
Yeah.
No one on the team has killed a prostitute. Yet.
Do you guys mind sharing the banner photo? I swear to God, I've been trying to save it to my fucking phone for 14 minutes. I forwarded it to myself on Telegram.
I did. You could be changing phone, though, didn't I? As well as laptop. So, no, you didn't.
Listen. What type of phone are you on? Are you an
iPhone? It's on my iPhone. No, literally. I mean, I'm just lying in bed on my iPhone.
I don't have the ability to attain an iPhone, but yeah, I'm getting there. I'm working on it. But yeah, where were we? So
it's done. It's in the nest. That quick. I downloaded it from your banner. Put it in a post.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Cookies are like.
You're the best coach.
He's our fucking. He gets our shit done. Yeah. Can we? Yeah. Is that at the top bit?
Yeah, it's in the whatever. Look, you've got to switch it now.
Yeah, my phone is.
Oh, your
not
phone's upgrade. Yeah,
up to the level.
Yeah, sorry,
yeah. Give that a look, guys. How cool is that? Yeah, but I guess what I'm really getting to is, yeah, we had an idea to do bigger things with it, and
I know.
As they say,
let your dreams come through.
Yeah. This has been, one thing to very much stress as well is we're still doing and have a lot planned for Wink Hub as well. You know, this is just, you know, Gojira is another project of Wink. You know, Wink Hub's also, yes, you know, that's where this all started. That all the things we said, they're all coming. I guess we'll get into that as well.
Did we agree on the Winkverse yet? Did we say Winkverse?
For
Winkverse?
Wink first. Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
as our products. Like
I guess, yeah, the Winkverse. Yeah, the Winkverse. It's a series of. It's two products. For now. But yeah, this one's like, oh, this is
good. We're like Marvel when they were good.
Yeah. But this is Spider-Man.
Wolverine Spider-Man.
If it was DC, this is the Batman. Gojira is on Batman.
No one cares about all them other crap ones.
Yeah.
Batman.
Right.
Who's your favourite superhero?
Probably Martin Luther King.
Nice.
Gojira.
What is it?
The NFT marketplace coming to Kujira.
Brought to you by
Wink.
Wink, should we say Winkverse?
I think just Wink.
Just Wink, yeah.
Wink.
Yeah, Wink, Wink, Wink.
Wink.
Powered by Wink.
Well, yeah. I guess. I mean, so Lux, do you want to give people a little, I mean, a nice little, hey, what is it? And I guess we'll get into all the different parts afterwards, but yeah. What makes this different to the usual scummy little NFT marketplace you find everywhere?
Sure. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff, but I feel like Mint could do a better job of talking about, you know, some of like the...
If Mint, you're free to speak. Put your hand up and we'll get you on.
Yeah. Oh, no, we got
can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes. There we go.
Awesome. I tried hooking up my headset, and then as soon as I joined as a speaker, it refused to use my headset. So I hope the sound's all right. I'd love to give the story from my end too, is because I started this out with, of course, KNS, the Kujira name system. This was near the launch of the chain, and I was looking into the Ethereum name system, ENS. I think Evmos was launching theirs at the time, and I thought it sounded cool and also felt like I could build on that. But at the time, there was no way to launch an NFT on Kujira because of all of the issues with, Stargaze does NFTs on Cosmwasm, and it works great for them, but they are a dedicated NFT chain. There's nothing else going on there. So if something slows down during a mint or they have this massive event, it's not a huge deal. On Kujira, we're dealing with liquidations and leverage and all these things that we don't want to risk interrupting. So it was a hard sell to get an NFT launch, and I had to get creative. And so I came up with this auction concept, and initially that was going to be the KNS. Everything would be under the KNS brand, and the auction system would be exclusive for that. But as I was building it, I thought, this could be easily generalized. Well, maybe not so easily, but it's doable, and I've been doing it. And so now what we have is a system for auctioning NFTs, for launching them with auctions at Mint, instead of the traditional everyone is in a free-for-all race to spam click the Mint button as quickly as possible. We will get real price discovery on these tokens. So the amount that people are actually willing to pay, because of course you have these tokens that you mint for, I don't know, maybe 20 Kuji or so, and turn right around and sell them for 2,000. And not a lot of that ends up going back to the creator, but in this setup, where we're having the auctions first, we both prevent the rush of everyone needing to spam click mint, and make sure that all of those profits go to the person who actually created the token. And of course, a healthy cut for the ecosystem itself, which will be, I think we were thinking around 5% on that, but of course that's all to be determined, will be announced later. That's kind of how it started. And then I was working on this idea, but I'm not the best front-end dev. I'm not really good at marketing things either. So when the Wink guys launched Wink Hub and clearly had plans to do a lot more with it, actually, I think it was Daniel that first reached out to me wanting to talk about this after I had announced the Ursula engine, which was basically the auctions concept that I just mentioned. And so we started working together there, and it's really taken off. The guys have been great to work with, and we've got some really cool stuff getting ready for launch pretty soon. So I guess for a more high-level overview of the auctions thing, we're going to have two types of auctions here, which is an open auction that works essentially the same way as if you've been following KNS, the KNS auction system, where each token is individual. You're not placing bids on the collection. You pick out what domain you want, or if it's a more traditional, which token ID. They would all be available for you to pick out your favorite image and bid on that directly. And so you get the price discovery of each individual token, and the auctions run separately. So that was the initial idea, to support KNS and anything like it, and anyone who wanted to launch a JPEG collection with that too was welcome to do so. But then I was thinking we want something closer to traditional mint, because a lot of the fun is in the randomization. You want to be able to click mint and not really know what you're going to get, and have the chance to get something more valuable than what you paid. So the other option here is going to be a descending price auction with randomized minting. And the way that'll work is we start the price out very high, probably something that no reasonable person would want to pay, but it gradually decreases throughout the mint period. And so as soon as that price crosses your threshold of what you're willing to pay for the collection, you can click mint, you instantly get your randomized token. And that way we can space things out. It still has the same properties of preventing rushes to mint. And we also get a lot more of the benefits of a traditional NFT marketplace. It fits better for those more traditional launches. So yeah, those are basically the two different ways to auction something on Gojira at launch. And I would imagine that we'll have new ways too coming in the future.
Well, there we go. Coach, can we get a clap or applaud or sort of one of them thingies?
No, sound, please. Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I didn't know you wanted me to run the soundboards. Okay, got you. But I only got 5 more minutes before I got
done. But come in.
That was an awesome.
DOS. I can't speak Spanish.
Double digit. The minting.
I think it's pretty fair to say, very fair to say that mint is sort of the brains behind this operation.
Mint's been there.
Sort of just like,
well, we're,
he's kind of like in a nice,
you know, I can talk sort of about like the macro, you know, and sort of some of the other like logistical sort of aspects, but as far as like, you know, the deving side and all that, that's, you know, that's absolutely 100% mint.
I mean, what a treat. Like, how it come about, yeah, I mean, again, Lux does it. I don't know if anyone knows, he's quite good at research and he knows a lot. So,
if you read enough, you're bound to attain knowledge.
Eventually, you will learn something.
Yeah.
Eventually.
So, well, see, you guys should write articles for Kujira too, or do stuff on WinCub, because, like, just saying, based on my experience, the one time I tried writing an encyclopedia article, we managed to get a partnership for an NFT marketplace from it. So you know.
Well, he's not telling you to write, you know, 100 pages or anything. He's telling you maybe a page.
you just had to write 80 pages. Yeah. So, like, to make it happen.
I'm
going to get you to read the whole thing, and we're going to put an audio of it out. That's what we're going to do. Read by Lux, written by Lux.
Nah, I think everyone would follow through.
I mean, like, yeah, we're very, very blessed to have been,
fortunate to have.
We really are.
It's really, it's been, I mean, it really, like, since we, you know, put these pieces in place, it's really been it's been a dream, really. You know, I can't, like, the people that have, you know, give our front end guy, Bear, a shout as well. What a guy as well. Like, I mean, we away from talking to Min and Bear, who are, you know, doing so much for us. Like, we spend a lot of time sort of fantasizing about being in physical relationships with them in our private group. But yeah,
you're interested.
But if but if that's what it takes for things to move forward.
Don't let these guys convince you they're entirely full of hot air either, because they've impressed me, honestly, with the plans that they have for Wink. Really exciting stuff coming. And they really have a plan for the whole thing. I thought it was a meme token too.
I think the mistake we made with the whole meme thing is telling people it was a meme. That made them think it was a meme.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have done
it. Well, tell people.
I mean, it kind of was a meme. Look, okay, so wait, some backstory for people, which is probably, like, so I know we started talking about it, but when the pilot sale happened, I'm going to be honest, like, I had no idea about Wink other than it being some article thing. Like, I literally, Max and Danny were both senators that were really, like, I really liked them as colleagues. They were very helpful. We met every week. We talked every week, you know, for related stuff, and they were really helpful with trying to make things happen, you know, helping Kujira. So I thought, these two are trustworthy guys. I really like them. Seems like a meme coin, probably do pretty well. Might as well go big on it. So I did. And then, you know, literally it was just because I like them as people. And then a couple months later, I got a big bag of it. And then I was like, well, it's literally what I did with when I joined Kujira. When I joined Kujira, I literally started helping people in chats and was talking to people because I got myself a bag on Terra and was like, well, I want to help, you know, the public image of the community, and I want to help answer questions and so on. So, and I'm friends with them. So I talked to them and I was like, I'm happy to help out, write articles for Wink Hub, do stuff behind the scenes. So then I basically joined the team, and then, you know, it all went from there. And then we managed to get the NFT thing to happen. But that was, you know,
a lot of,
basically, if you want, get involved. You can make things happen. I will admit that, you know, obviously, having been part of the Kujira team for like 2 years now, I'm sort of in a more privileged position that made it easier for me to leverage, like, my existing relationships with people on the chain, you know, and experience having done various things and already helping people for a while to be able to make this happen. But I'd say that this all started because I did the same thing for Kujira, which is what originally got me in the Kuji team too. So, you know, I really do tell people that there are opportunities here, and, like, life changing opportunities. And it you really shouldn't be afraid to get involved, because there's so much you can do.
It is a question. Who do you love more, me and Danny, or, like, the Kuji trio? Who do you love
more? Bro, do you guys want to fight? I'll punch you.
Your loyalties, lay.
Yeah. Answer the fucking question.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you who I like more. Let's see.
We know it's us. It's
fine. It's fine. Silence says a thousand.
Everyone knows. I would actually say, like, I mean, yeah, what you said.
Goji, I like Goji and Kujira the same.
The same, exactly the same. Yeah.
My parents say today, two kids, yeah, we love you the same. That's not true.
You know, it's like both your parents. You don't pick a favorite.
Yeah,
of course you do.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys pick your parents' favorites. Mine are the same.
He likes football.
Good times.
But yeah, like what you said is very true. I mean, you know, I mean, we say this to you anyway, but I think you joining the team was a bit of, well, massively a turning point for the whole sort of wing thing. I think that's sort of a point where I would say things really started revving up and happening a lot quicker than we were able to do, you know?
Yeah, crossing some T's, dots.
But yeah, it is a very true thing. Like, I mean, just getting involved with things. I mean, we've had, I don't know if certain team members want to be named. I guess that's up to them to themselves. But, you know, certain people have, you know, just from being really cool. I mean, I think our whole thing, like, has been, we just try, probably more than anything, we just try and find, like, the nicest people and, you know, hope it works. Yeah, I think that's a thing. Like, yeah, when you just get good people involved, you know, they put that extra in and sort of make stuff happen. I mean, I bloody love everyone involved with Wink at the minute. You know, I think we've been super lucky as well. Like, we were.
I think there's like just a lot to learn from, you know, when you surround yourself with really good people that like want good things. I think the best sort of outcomes happen, and then just everyone collaborates, sort of works towards the same thing. And, you know, and it's like working with the Kuji team specifically throughout the bear market and FTX collapsing and all, and, you know, literally everything. Being around like the best guys just was such a blessing. Like, it made things so much better than it might have been otherwise, just because really, literally the best work environment I've ever been in. So, you know, it's much the same here now. I mean, okay. Both. Wing Cub is also best work environment I've ever been in. But my point is that we learn from that. But like, it's really important to be with people that are good people.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, really, like, if we're being straight, like, we are Kujira. You know, like, we're not like some other thing. Like, we're all from Kujira.
We're all core people that have like been contributing since day one.
We all want the best for Kujira. I mean, that's, you know, I think I'd like to think everything we've all done is sort of geared towards that. And, you know, Kujira definitely is as well. I guess we'll get into the tokenomics stuff before. I think people know we've got a bit of a share to Kuji stakers. But also, yeah, a big part of this is bringing people in. I mean, we've fought for a long time, NFTs. It brings communities in.
Brings the boys to the yard.
Yeah, I mean, they come over. They mint some stuff, and then before you know it, you know, they're seeing, you know, they're finding out about Finn and Bo and all these other products. You know, they're getting involved in pilot sales. I guess that's sort of a big hope of this as well. You know, alongside everything else, is that it grows. It grows Kujira.
Everything. Yeah, I think the social, you know, you really can't underestimate the social aspects of NFTs. You know, as long as you can get projects from other chains like to come join or something, you can get these communities from all these different sorts of communities, and it can really help, you know, just bring people in. And I think also just having traditional NFTs, but also having, you know, sorts of other types of NFTs, you know, can also appeal to the crowd that are like, you know, gamers or like all these people that just hate NFTs now. Well, if they're not the same, but they're like something tangible, they'll see it, you know, they won't see it the same way. And we like to think that's the whole point of reimagining things in a Kujira way. It's not that it all needs to change, you know, obviously we're still going to have some of this, you know, some of the same things, but it's just, there's more that can be done here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's the whole reason Kujira exists in the first place, right? We saw what's happening in this space and we wanted to do something better. And this is the same sort of idea.
Yeah, literally. That's it.
Good times.
Yes.
better times are coming, though.
It's going to be very good times, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So get your seatbelt ready, buckled in, yeah.
Get your seatbelts ready.
Yeah, get them ready.
They're probably not mine in cars, but they won't be in cars.
My passenger seatbelt isn't ready.
When we drive around, I don't have a seatbelt on, so.
It is what it is.
Don't put your.
But it's weird. My passenger seatbelt is weird. When the car warms up, it works. So yeah. It is what it is. And it's not a WD-40 play.
Yeah.
So.
I guess that's, you know. But yeah, good people, good.
Good vibes. Great.
And yeah.
Good products.
Yeah, there's going to be more people coming soon, aren't there? And there'll be more new community members, and there'll be more friends and more foes, and it's going
to be, lots of exciting stuff. And I think it's clear also, like you guys are mentioning, like just as far as like how much we value Kujira specifically. I mean, we've made Wink Hub, for example, specifically about Kujira stuff, right? Yeah. So it's pretty clear from the start that we're very focused on Kujira. And then, Gojira itself, right, in terms of using USK and Kuji for the mints and trading, and then the 10% of all revenue to Kuji stakers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about as clear as it gets.
Yeah, like we're all, also, we're friends with the Kuji guys, obviously, and Kujira means a lot. I think everything I'd like to say, I definitely among all of us, I'd say everything we've all done has been for Kujira, always has been. Wink Hub, we had a lot of people that wanted to post stuff that wasn't Kujira related, but we obviously didn't do that because we want everything, we want it all for Kujira, whether and grow in that way. If that slows some growth, then we take it on the chin. But I think everything we do is going to be.
If you don't stand for something, what do you stand for, Danny?
Fucking nothing.
There you go.
Stand for fucking nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, even during Kuji Cast, I mean, people know this anyway. I know that we're bribe takers, but we used to get, we got put a bunch of, that was. Very much a joke. We've been offered a few things from places that weren't Kujira, and we turned all of them down, even at the times where we couldn't afford to get on a sandwiches or to get on a train.
So couldn't afford sandwiches.
Yeah, we're
eating like good sandwiches.
One day I'll be able to afford sandwiches when I learn how to take money out of Kujira. Yeah. I learn how to fucking take money out. Yeah. Don't know how to do it.
About eating good sandwiches.
Should we talk a little bit about our mascot and our branding? I think that's cool.
Yeah, we can talk about that. And then I think I can, and then we can talk about
I think the tokenomics and the sort of coin is what people probably care about most.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's probably true. But we can also talk about some other parts of the, like the permission stuff.
And we'll do questions as well if we want to. Goji.
Cool.
Our little Godzilla mascot guy.
So many little alterations over the weeks.
How he came to be is pretty mental, isn't it? I mean,
well, the color anyway was only finalized. What? How long ago? Like the spikes.
Probably within the last week.
We were tweaking it up until the very end.
Pretty much. This is I originally drew a logo that was I'll probably
really something.
It was funny. I mean, it was it's shit, but it's it was
it's not. It was great.
It was like a guide. It looked like sort of someone special drew it, and I think that's. But that was sort of our base, and then I guess it went through three people really. I mean, Teague was a massive part of helping with this, and then I was working on alterations with it, and then we had our beautiful bear finish this baby off, and the green spikes were something we didn't. We hadn't thought about, and now I'm in love with that. I think it's so great.
Gives us a colour as well, doesn't it?
And it's also going to be a bit of a theme through the website. Where I guess we'll Maybe we'll put some stuff out soon, some little previews.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean the green is a
sort of going to be our colour.
It's a little bit
that,
of a
whatever colour green that is. It's
what green is it again? It's called radioactive green.
There you go.
Radioactive green will be a little bit of a thing on the site. Yeah, that's how we come up with that's how we got to Goji, and now we're trying to do a lot more with him, I guess. Stickers and that.
Yeah, I love him.
Well, you were smarter than Max and I, because we were both wanted something originally on the cooler side.
No, I remember like, you did say kawaii.
Let him speak.
I said, but that was after you suggested it. But yeah, something kawaii was probably the best way. Is probably, you know, it would stand out, because I mean, in the crypto crowd too, just there's a general thing with. I'm not really a fan of m'ladies and stuff like that, but I do like kawaii stuff, and I think that there is definitely a trend in crypto. Just that where people, you know, there's definitely some significant subset that like stuff like that. But we could do something in the middle that is more just a general mascot that would appeal to people, right? Mm-hmm. But is also based on a cool concept like Godzilla. You know, and it's a very Japanese thing to take something cool or rad and then make it kind of cute in like a less edgy way, and then making a mascot like that. That's a big thing there. And you know, we're on Kujira, which is literally a Japanese name for a whale chain, and you know, so it sort of all just been into place.
Japanese vibe made sense to us, because we're always sitting.
We want to go to Japan as well.
You know, we're always sitting in the group going like, will a Japanese lady ever love us? And you know, so obviously we're trying to get as involved in the culture as we can. Mm-hmm. So we went down the Japanese route. Yeah.
Japan's cool.
And
right?
I think the whole cute, you know, I think a lot of you could go with a lot of things with branding. You know, I mean, when the Gojira idea was in place, you know, we definitely could have went down the more sort of cool or, you know, serious kind of looking thing, which, you know, would have been a thing, but we definitely went down the cutesy thing. And I don't think there's a lot of, I'm going to pat ourselves on the back here, I don't think there's a lot of brands within the NFT space that I see like this, you know.
Kind of very,
I don't know what they've got, just little things or like a sort of star in a circle, like, you know, I mean, there's not anything too that pops too much to me, you know. But
and the thing is, you only get one shot at.
Yeah, so I'm very happy with it.
First impressions, and
yeah, I'm very happy with Goji. Yeah. I hope people like him.
I love the logo too, and I loved it from the beginning when I got that first drawing, which, let me tell you, this thing looked like something you draw on the back of a napkin. All it was missing was the pieces. But even still, it was cute. It was distinctive. It's a good logo. And all of the little variations, these Telegram stickers that they've been coming up with too, it's a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing everyone else get into it.
No, that original one definitely was. It was.
Hey, I really like that original one. I agree with me. I completely agree with
me. I might have to post it at some point. It was essentially, how do I put it? It was, I virtually drew it on a virtual napkin, pretty much. It took me about 27 seconds to draw. Wow. So,
bro, no way.
Yeah. You know,
I think the thing what stayed was the name.
It looked pretty good.
The name was at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the name's on it.
You can see within it, it's just, yeah, it's sort of there. Yeah. Something's there.
I guess that's how, like, sort of that's progression works.
That's how you start.
Yeah, it was a eureka moment, you know? Yeah. You just needed that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think he's definitely a thing in himself, you know? Yeah. It's a representation of the whole thing.
I like little Goji.
You can do a lot with him and put him in a lot of places. I mean, it'd be fun.
He's in a leaf.
You know, this is something we discussed too, but like having a mascot, you know, just having like an icon like that, I think gives us a lot of power.
Yeah, I think. And also, how can you hate him? He's just a little sweetie pie.
Yeah.
Imagine hating him. Imagine seeing him and going, I hate him. Like, you can't do that. He's too nice.
Yeah.
What a lovely boy.
We agree.
we agree on the thing we just read.
Yeah.
Hey, don't talk about chat.
So I guess should we go into the tokenomics, or should we talk a bit about the NFTs? I mean, we could do a little bit on that. I mean, just a quick thing. Obviously, well, people know now KNS is going to be first thing to happen on Gojira.
Yeah.
So make sure you're ready for that. Yeah. Get your .kuji domain.
Yeah.
What are you going to get? What's your one going to be?
Goji.kuji.
No, you can't. Oh, shit. Yeah, we actually need to get the Gojira.kuji. If anyone... no one buys it.
That would be awkward.
It'll be some dick that's going to buy it and try and be like, well, if you want it.
No, we're front running them. Don't worry. We've done it before.
We know the guy running it, so we should be... I guess after that we have a few things lined up already. We got a few things
pipeline,
there's a few things. I mean, we won't go into them yet, but there's a few things, and yeah, that's going to be exciting. If people have things, as they have been getting in touch with me, keep just get in touch with us if you have things that you would like to be on Gojira. If you have anything real world related, we'd be very, very happy to speak to you.
And then how lovely is that? Decentralized money. There we go.
Yeah. But
imagine
that.
Anything.
Yeah, definitely do.
Wine, houses.
Stop. Yeah, stuff.
What else? Wardrobes. Mm-hmm. What else? Bags.
I don't know about that. But I guess the plan is probably, I think our plan is going to be, at the start at least, one collection a week. Just, you know,
give or take,
cap it at that. Just, yeah, or, you know, we'll be flexible, but, you know, just to not go too crazy, you know, so we can kind of get a nice flow going and people getting used to the system and everything else. That'll be the way to do it. Anything else?
I think tokenomics is a good thing there.
Tokenomics, yeah.
I think everyone's probably been dying to wait to hear about the tokenomics. Yeah. I bet.
They've changed somewhat. Well.
Yeah, we've changed them a little bit.
Yeah. Who's taking this? Is it me? Should I? We've got online.
I just want to start by saying one thing. Mm. Have you guys heard of Luna? I mean, we're not like that, but you know why Luna was really popular was because the supply was shrinking over time. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not that. We're Kujira. We're like a Kujira version. You know, we discuss, you know, things a lot. And you know, it's sort of looking at just general things that are popular with NFTs. People really seem to like Burn. People seem to like this idea of you know, like, of, since we're sort of a meme token, right? We, you know, we've already sort of have that flexibility, the extra flexibility of doing things a little differently. But at the same time, we do want to generate real revenue, real yield, you know, like actually send revenue to stakers. You know, we want to generate these platform rewards. And so the combination is that we're not inflationary. Wink has never been inflationary. It's already 81% circulating. It'll be completely circulating by, I think, August.
Sometime in August. I forget the exact date, but it's a date in August. Just call it August.
Yeah.
Right, and there's no like sudden unlocks or anything. It's all linear. It's all gradual. It's, you know,
just like
It's just like Kujira, and it's just like how Kujira, I guess, was before it became fully. So, you know, it's very much a situation where I don't know if there's that many tokens that are non-inflationary and that have a burn mechanic and that are, and you know, that have deflationary pressure. I think it's sort of unique. because, you know, people tend to be greedy with these sorts of things. And you know, I think Kujira is one of the few that really pushed, you know, Kujira always did the whole stuck to its guns, even on Terra when everyone was using the Anchor's crazy AUST thing of like the 20%. From the very beginning, Kujira was like, we want to do real revenue and like from Orca, you know, and we're sort of the same, right? This idea of using real yield, real revenue from a product that actually makes money to reward stakers is something unique. I mean, you know, it's funny because it's not something that like should be that revolutionary, but in this space it is. So yeah, I you know, we're sort of just a similar model, but yeah, I'll pass it on to the boys.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of the burn thing was, I forget when that came up. I mean, maybe it was a few weeks back, and we sort of, maybe even longer. Actually, probably longer. We sort of went back and forth on this for a while.
Yeah, with like percentages or this sort of thing.
Yeah, but it is something that sort of makes sense, you know, to yeah, we started at this 69 million tokens. Yeah. We always said from the start there will never be any more. That's it.
Well, 69 will always be there, but it will be the old technical. It's gonna, yeah, it's always, that is what it is though.
As the use of Kujira goes up, the supply will
dwindle,
slowly go down, I guess. Which is, yeah, a good thing for holders, isn't it? I mean, it's a proven method, yeah, which we're just trying to give people the things they want, really, and try and make it as, essentially, we want to make this as good a investment for people as we possibly can. And this felt like another step for that, really. I suppose we'll get into the whole, how this, so we have the Kujira revenue. So in terms of how that's going to work, you know, so there's 100% on there. So 80% of that will be going to Wink holders, stakers. Staking coming soon.
Coming soon.
Staking, yeah, that'll happen.
Soon, yeah.
So 80% of all Kujira revenue will go to Wink stakers. 10% will be going into this furnace.
I like that. I like the word, yeah, furnace. Yeah. I like that. It's good.
It's not just a furnace, right?
What else is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's buyback too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of buy pressure. I mean, there's a lot
there's going to be more details on how that works.
Oh yeah, yeah. So well, so essentially
8, 10, 10.
Well, yeah. Everything on Kujira will be in Kuji or USK. So the reward are going to be in Kuji and USK for stakers. So that's what you'll be getting in terms of rewards. All revenue via the platform will be in those two. Yeah, and then 10% of all that revenue will be used to buy back Wink and then to throw it into our furnace. And that will be done at random intervals so that none of you slugs can be
BNB style. It's
cheeky. We need it cheeky. Who knows when? We're probably in the middle of the nights because all of us are up throughout.
We all have really bad sleep schedules.
Yeah, we do.
You know.
So it'll probably be at like 4 a.m. randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, who's 4 a.m. is the question.
Yeah, there we go. That's the cliffhanger. No one knows. No one will ever know. Yeah, and then also, because we're Kuji Kuji boys, 10% of all Kujira revenue will be going to Kuji stakers. Which
that's,
is...
That's all right, isn't it?
Good. You know, with the 80% going to
Winky boys,
Winkies,
yeah, Winky boys. I was just gonna say that, you know, as long as the platform does decently well, it is literally highly likely that it is the best way to earn Kuji, like, period, on the chain. Because, like, just because, you know, I know people for like a long time have been looking for a way to be able to earn Kuji, because, like, I mean, you can get some, of course, from staking, and you, of course you should stake your Kuji on Blue, but like in the same time, Kuji is not inflationary, right? So part of that, because it depends on actual uses of assets on the applications, it means that the actual revenue that comes in, your staking rewards, depends on what's popular and what people trade. But on Gojira, it'll just be Kuji and USK. And when there's, you know, mints and there's these amounts coming in, big amounts coming in, and then trading thereafter with mints, you know, the auction model, which helps raise, you know, higher amounts and so on. It means that, you know, there's just more Kuji coming in as revenue and, you know, popularity and demand and use just goes up. So I think that's a really important thing to consider for and it's big. It's really big for Wink staking.
Absolutely.
Obviously, though, with the caveat that it isn't guaranteed, right? You know, the platform needs to succeed and all that.
It will fucking succeed.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen. But, you know, it's just one of those things that is like,
put your faith
built in to the potential.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, we work hard.
Yeah. We give it a good 80-90%. Yes. At all times.
Literally all times.
All times.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
80%, 10%, and then another 10%. Yeah. We use that model every
day. That other 10% is most probably when I'm swimming or something like that. But like
Burnt calories, and, you know, gotta go with
the other 10%, I'm like most probably busy winking or something.
Yeah. We are all a little bit battered at the moment. We've been there pretty heavy, probably 2-3 months.
Loads
of things.
2 hours sleep is a good result usually. But
Mediterranean, isn't it? Siestas.
Yeah, we take siestas. We just don't do the actual sleeps.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We'll probably keep it up for a while.
Yeah.
Why not? As long as we need to. As long as we need to, maybe. That's what we do.
Yep.
Real motherfuckers. Mm. Also, governance will be.
Yeah,
that's a big
part.
Sort that out. Yeah, so as well, you know, staking your Wink. I mean, if you care, you get to do some votes as well. You know,
I know
people don't really care about it and they just pretend they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, that'll be a thing, as well.
I'm just going to say that, you know, I think, at least in my experience, like on Terra, I just remember, you know, Terra was my first DeFi ecosystem. Yeah. So I'm really biased to like viewing everything from the lens of there, I guess, and then now Kujira. But like with Anchor, right? Anchor was like the main money market on Terra. And, you know, everyone wanted to be able to control the platform because, you know, there's all the yield coming to the rest of the ecosystem. There's like the B assets. There's all that stuff for bringing on. So everyone, you know, the whole value for ANC, which was, in my opinion, otherwise completely like terrible token because it was basically just being spent to incentivize borrowing and being dumped on holders. Like the whole reason it was worth so much was basically because it was a governance token, right? And then there was value, perceived value in the governance. And the same idea is, you know, by having a permission sort of governance system, it makes Wink important, right? Because, you know, people have the ability, you know, they have an ability to have a say on what happens. And, you know, but it's also a pragmatic, you know, practical thing, right? That goes well with Kujira's. I mean, right, we Kujira's was built from the ground up with the idea that we don't need everything on Kujira, right? We just want what the community wants. We want serious projects that are doing XYZ. And, you know, what the Wink Cup community or the Wink community will want will not necessarily be what we want. It'll be, you know, its own thing and it evolves over time. And I we're excited to see what that is. And I think that, you know, but the key is that we don't want collections that are just going to rug people. We don't want, you know, we want serious, you know, legitimate attempts at doing something cool. And because we're going to be doing like one collection a week, you know, and so on and all that stuff, it makes an opportunity for like going for quality stuff, right? So,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm talking a lot.
We got that question today, which is a very fair question, you know, about, you know, the idea of
a free-for-all.
We're, you know, I think, yeah, for us, we don't just want anything and everything on there necessarily.
We won't look if people, we won't censor them.
Look, yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously, yeah. You know us. There's no censorship. Yeah. If you want to do dicks, like with that, then if people want dicks, if people want the dicks, give them the dicks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess in terms of a worry for people getting stuff voted through. I guess in a little way, my thing would be if you can't get it voted through, then maybe it wouldn't sell anyway. So you know, because the people that are buying are probably. Voting as well, or at least there's a decent sort of thing there. But you know, also at the same time, if the people voting know that other people would be buying this thing, they're going to vote it through. Mm-hmm. So you're probably going to be okay. Should we take some questions? I mean, I'm in no rush. You know, I just haven't eaten for 2 days, but we can take some questions. Maybe if anyone's got some questions, are there any questions in there? Read. Yeah, do you want to see if there's any questions in there? If you've got a question, maybe just chuck it in the comments or also join the Wink Hub Telegram group, because that's where all the chat will be going on about Gojira. If you want to know the latest news and stuff, join us in on Telegram, and we're always in there, always taking questions and get involved. What have we got?
Tigre, question for later.
Go on.
With plans for staking of Wink, is there plans for an LST Wink, perhaps a QC Wink?
Sense. No, I think, yeah, I mean, that's
We can have a word about it, can't we?
That's something.
Is Amit here? Oh, yeah, Amit.
Yeah.
I've seen Amit. Doesn't Amit want to talk?
Yeah. Amit is always welcome. True friend.
Yep.
Okay, just
looking for questions.
Oh, there's Keeks. Here we go. Keeks. Have you considered what should happen if one bid amount is oversubscribed? Would it be FCFS or who activates the bid or sorted out through a raffle? At Mint the Moon, this is a question for you, Minty.
I just read that one myself, and I have to admit I am not quite sure what it means. bid amount being oversubscribed, I don't know. I guess, do you mean two people bidding the same amount? Because then, yeah, it will be first come, first served. Whoever bid that amount first will be counted, so...
Yeah.
And then there will also be a minimum bid increment, just so you know you're not going to put like one micro Kuji over the winning price and keep, you know, you can bid each other up for hours and only end up two Kuji ahead in the end. So I think we're going to set that limit, and that'll depend on the denom being bid, I guess. But yeah, I guess I hope that is what you were asking.
Probably. Yeah, I think that's feels good to me.
Yeah,
that feels good to me. Yeah, and I think that makes sense to it as well. You know, first come, first serve. You can't be. Thanks, Cash. You can't be. You can't be coming at the end and stealing everyone's cheese. That's not.
Yeah.
And the other thing along those lines is we will have sniper handling, which will work similar to the Stargaze auctions, that you can start to sell your tokens, where if somebody bids within the last 5 minutes of the auction, it gets extended for another 5 minutes, so we don't get people coming in the very last second and stealing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, I used to have that on some of the older NFT platforms we used to use as well. I remember those very well.
Good times.
Sort of a bit of an influence.
Random Earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Random Earth was a massive influence for this, to be honest.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people in here would have used that, and I think what we loved about that was its simplicity. It was so easy to use, and it was just. It was nice.
Didn't have a mascot though, did it?
Didn't have a mascot.
Didn't have a mascot.
Didn't even have a mascot. What were they doing?
Yeah.
Stupid. What's the? Oh, they should have done like the Earth, but like with a face, like humanized it. But they fucked it, and they should have made it.
Weird. To be fair, you know, I think anything on Terra was fine. Just making like a stick.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Like
probably,
you could
probably would have had like 100 million market cap.
Literally off the bat, they could have been like anything. Like, oh, we're gonna get people into new.
We're gonna draw a picture of a rock.
That's pretty much what we did. We could go and draw a picture of a rock.
I drew a picture of a rock. Yes,
I think
inspiration from that 250k NFT sold once.
I hope people got their phages. Yeah. Phages. That was fun. That was fun. That was like a little smoke screen.
Yeah.
Phages.
That's why we're kind of saying that. Even though we never said like we were announcing it, or Pirate messaged us maybe 2 weeks ago. This is funny. Mm-hmm. Saying, "Oh, if you want, you can come Camp Verde."
And
I was like, it's kind of a really bad time then. And So even though Pirate didn't know, he kind of did know something was. We were busy.
Pirate. Yeah, Sparrow. Yeah. Calling him out, Captain Sparrow. Yeah. He knew everything all along, and he didn't tell any of you.
Yeah.
If he didn't tell you, it's because he hates you. That's what it is. Yeah. It's because he hates you. He didn't tell you. The only reason why wouldn't he have told you otherwise if he liked you? No, he didn't. He didn't. All he knew is that we were too busy to go on holiday. we really did. Really, nobody knew. Like, this isn't even something we leaked about or anything. Yeah. I got to say, well done to everyone on that. I mean, we've done pretty. People that were involved in it,
people helping out and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, which is,
and then obviously the Kuji boys knew because we got to tell them, them shit,
yeah. They need to know, and our sort of our wider team, some that you know now, some that you don't, some that you won't. Because maybe we've got some secret people. Yeah. Nice. You can never know.
Yeah.
Maybe we have some spies.
Yeah.
Maybe we have a basement underneath the basement.
There's loads of basements. It's like a hotel, but downwards.
A double basement.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Or it's like multiple
basements. That's the thing. You're like, having doubles is really good, but if you have triples.
Triples is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's what you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is there anything we've missed or any last things? Last opportunity for any nice people to come up and ask as long as it's not, here's my NFT collection, because I'll know and I won't accept you. But yeah, have we missed anything? I don't know if we have.
No, I think we've chatted a lot of stuff.
We've probably missed stuff. I mean,
We do weekly spaces anyway, don't we?
Yeah, like I said, come to our Telegram group that Cache has very kindly posted
the link.
Thank you very much, Cache. Cache Cuget.
Yeah.
Very lovely man.
Yeah.
He got a tattoo, as did this jabroni.
Yeah, where is he? He's requesting to speak.
This fucking guy.
Yeah. No, I bet he's not regretting it as much as he did now.
Yeah, that's true. This guy got a wink tattoo and didn't know about Gojira. We really should have told him.
Yeah, we should have been like, oh. I bet he might get a Goji one now.
Yeah. Kid, do you regret the tattoo?
How could I regret it? because I've got a few other ones, it was all right. If it was my first tattoo, I think that would have been a bit of a shambles. no questions, just congratulations to you boys, and looking forward to seeing what's coming up next.
I appreciate it. Yeah, good times. It's going to be a
good year.
It's going to be a wild ride.
Are you going to be at the Kujira meetup?
Is it confirmed? Or not?
Well, part of me hopes not, because it's on Paddy's Day.
Paddy's Day. Oh, that's going to be a nightmare.
We'll probably.
Yeah.
I mean, we Yeah, we will. I'd like a day off, but we're not going to get one. Yeah. So we'll be
Sunday is normally it. Like the rest day.
We're busy we're busy the next two Saturdays with stuff as well. Yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah. That's the problem, business boy, isn't it?
When you're a business boy,
you do business boy things.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're when you're juggling scams, it's hard to it's hard to rest. But, you know,
yeah, good times coming, though.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be fun. What else then? Is there nothing else come through? Are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
I guess the last thing
we should just mention upcoming stuff.
Oh, I should mention that because he's just finally joined the Wink Hub group about his song.
Oh gosh,
yeah.
Koala made
a wink song. Oh, well, he made others, but who cares about the others? Wink one was the best.
Go to his page. It's also on if you scroll down. He's made some Kujira songs, and they're really good, yeah, actually. But the Wink one's the best.
Yeah, it's by far the
Wink one's the best. It's in the pop punk song. It's my kind of style. Yeah. So I was quite happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I was listening to it. I said, "Max, come and listen to this." And we listened to it, and we laughed. And that was a lovely moment. What's next?
Love.
What is next? I don't really know.
Let's look at my article. I'm forgetting.
I'll read Lux's article on Wink Hub if you haven't. Oh, obviously, yeah, we should say that
yesterday
because that has everything in there. It's a very good place to get
information. Oh, yeah. Actually, just really quick, I was actually so just to tell you guys the truth, I was actually waiting on publishing the encyclopedia for until now, because part of my plan was obviously to feature Gojira as part of it, so part of the reason it's been taking a while longer than I was originally planning, but yeah, so that should be coming soon for everybody, finally.
Book your annual leave for that.
It should probably take like a week max, week two max, but yeah, it's almost done. I think really just, well, you know, we're gonna have more spaces the next few weeks, you know, with more details and updates on these things. You know, probably another article next week on Ursula, you know, some more details for Mint, you know, and I'll write it up, and just, you know, just general stuff about, and like I mentioned in the article, Mint's planning on putting out more information later on KNS, so that should be exciting.
Yeah, make sure you're
actually. For KNS, just a quick plug that, yeah, more info coming actually tomorrow is the plan, and you can look out for that on Wink Hub, which I'm excited to get started with my first article on.
Hell yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Hell yes.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah. That made me smile.
I think that's a good note to leave on. So more stuff tomorrow.
Yeah, so there's more coming in various ways. To keep up to date with all your Wink Hub needs, follow ourselves, Daniel Lux, and Mint the Moon, of course, and also jump in our Telegram group.
You too.
Oh, what's that?
Wink, he said follow Wink.
Oh, Wink.
And CoogeeCast.
Yeah, follow, CoogeeCast, Wink Hub. And get in the Telegram group and just have some fun.
Yeah.
And
ask questions, post some Coogee stickers because they make me smile.
Yeah. But yeah, there'll be more coming soon in terms of we'll probably I guess we'll probably put out a little maybe some image previews sometime soon, maybe. We'll do it whenever we fucking feel like it. I guess the sun is setting on our day in the sun. One thing to definitely say is thank you to everyone everything really. I watched, even if you watched CoogeeCast from the start, if you got involved in Wink at the sale, if you've been involved since, and everything, because it's I guess we've all sort of it's a whole group thing making this possible, you know. So we really appreciate it.
I mean, and I think, you know, this is something that you guys can't really see how Danny and Max talk behind the scenes, but genuinely, the three of us are just, you know, I joined later, but those, you know, Danny and Max, they're genuinely super happy that, you know, everyone that got in is up like 50x right now, right? Like, that's, you know, it's huge. And just, it's, you know, hopefully we were able to build value for everybody. I can't really talk about price, but hopefully we're able to build value for everybody, you know, and just at the end of the day that, you know, just people, you know, people's lives are changed for the better.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. That was really important to us, that people don't lose, you know? And yeah, we can't talk about price, although I do sometimes. But yeah, I guess the only thing I say is we're very confident.
On
doing a good job, and yeah,
good job.
Do the maths. That's what I'll say.
Luck's got a community math degree, didn't he?
Luck's, he went to Harvard and did maths. So, yeah.
That's
right. Okay. Well. Time to lay down for a little bit.
I'm sub 2 hours. I should probably take.
There we go.
I'm here.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you. Thanks everyone for listening. And until the next one, have a wonderful week.
We'll see you soon, I guess. Take care of yourselves. Don't.
All right. And if you have any questions about, like, feel free to reach out to us for, like, you know, about NFT stuff, or if you're interested in getting involved and just other stuff, you know, questions, feel free to DM, reach out, ask questions in chat, etc.
Wonderful. Okay, well, we'll take care of yourselves. Be well and good luck. All right.
Cheers. I'm waving, even though you can't see me.
All right. Same here.
Nice. I'm gonna tell you something. When the world starts to get really bad and these mugs out here robbing, you gonna love digital currency.
All these motherfuckers, they be running and gunning, and I'm all like, I'm sitting back just having fun in the sun, and then I'm like 1 out of 100, I'm just building up on it. So some of everything we built during the last 100 upsets, you're getting salty, feeling faulty, you ain't no man. I keep robo here, grinning ear to ear, throwing up anarchy, smoking toiletries, spitting philosophies. Look at the dossier, we rack like geology. There's layers to this shit, like it's sedimentary. All these little onion peels getting torn off and buried. Imagine the smell, that shit is a vital experience. Without no and how you will not survive, period.
He's a fucking trip, man.
Jimmy, if you listen to this, right, you're getting absolutely fucking ripped to death, like on a scale system for life, you little troglodyte bastard. I hope you fucking listen, I hope you come to my house, son. I swear to God, man, I've got fucking loads of weapons and mad dogs, man. You're just a little rat, man. Go on, fuck off, man. Go on, fuck off. Harmony. No, no, the wonder you're looking for a fucking job. You fucking idiot. You've just been fucking at my desk. Fuck off.
Try to change the course of the portion philosophy. I'm just here for the corporation sponsored lobotomy. Feels like I won the lottery, like I'm ghosting this pottery. Chill, Demi, more the shit's supposed to be haunting. If it wasn't, ain't no puzzle, you would try to train your muscle. Airdropping like a fatal hustle, but the pay is bustin'. Think of all the loss accrued just to pick up on the truth. Because I'm not figured, all those sub-downs would make up for something. I guess it just goes to show, the fuck do I know? At least it's quiet over here, I like my little silo. It's better than watching them fight over how to divide my time between sitting at the desk and the ride home. Devs at Mickey D's, they leeching off that Wi-Fi. Zapdos and Mole, they shipping more than Five Guys. Console open, waiting for the kamikaze. When the flash phones bang, they feeling like paparazzi. Snapshot motherfuckers. We got layers, meteor, jawbreaker. We cracking a lot of craters. We rapping a lot of pay dirt, maxing out relayers. Imagine the smell, $5 wrench to your Darth Vader.
It's really funny to us at Binance that everyone here is talking about blockchain attack. We know who all the validators are. We know where they live, and we're going to their house with a wrench, a big wrench, and we will attack them with the wrench, and then we will take their validator node. physically and put it in a truck and drive it to China.
Right, so this is an extension of the activities you performed on BTC, right? Funding and creating these massive Bitcoin mines, putting them in caves, putting them in factories that were abandoned in the past, and also using electromagnetic pulse bombs to detonate the USA and the other country mines, right? So you're now applying this strategy to Lung in order to take over the chain, is that correct?
It's more simple. There's no EMP bomb. It's just a van of men in balaclava, and they have wrench, and they're taking the physical validators from people's houses. They are usually very fat, and they're usually in the shower with, you know, with trying to wash their mice droppings off their clothes. So it's very simple. We just walk in and we take it. But if there is someone who is sitting at the computer or sleeping at the computer, we hit them with the wrench really, really hard. And then they say, stop. Don't do that again. And we say, that's okay. Just give us your validator note, and then they give it to us, and we drive it to China.
China Spaces.